Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Hadi Kobayesi, political analyst, joining us live from Beirut. Thank you very much, Mr. Kobayesi. What do you make of this recent development? Do you believe that this is in the best interests of the Palestinians? How will this affect, actually, normalization of ties between Israel and Arab countries, including Oman, which has so far tried to keep a distance?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, the American politics in the Middle East in the last 30 years tried to put all the Arab countries in alliance with Israel, especially after the end of the Cold War and the Madrid meeting. They begin to make a change in the politics of this geography and this place. First, we should say that the war in Syria and Iraq make a big change in the politics of the region because of so many of Arab countries and Arab people forget about the Palestinian cause. And what happened in Oman, it's about not about a new politics or a new policies in Oman. This is an old policy. We know that Oman is not against the negotiation, that not a real negotiation as we know. The end of negotiation now with the Palestinian and the taking of Al-Quds from the Israelis by Trump and his policies and his decisions, there is no negotiation now. But Omanian want from the Israelis to give them a power against the Saudi family. The family of Saud now wants to take control of the Oman Sultanate because Qaboos is in bad health now and he wants to put a successor. And the Saud family interfere in the internal politics of Oman and want another successor who can take Oman as a sub-sheikhdom, as we can say, subordinated to the family of Saud.
So Mr. Kobayesi, let's clear something out here. Do you believe that this visit and the visits, of course, that followed was with the pressure of the Saudis and with the support of the Trump administration?
I think that the Saudi now, or the Omanian now, want to benefit from this meeting with Netanyahu against the Saudi pressure. The Saudis want to change the name of the successor of Sultan Qaboos. And the Omanian want to benefit from this new relation, or they broadcasted, the Omanian broadcasted the meeting. The Israelis wasn't want to broadcast it. Oman want to say to the Saudis that we are in the Israeli nexus. You can't interfere, you can't make everything you want in the internal politics of Oman, and they changed their position and their they put this relation on the media to give the Saudi family this message, I think.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hadi Kobayesi, political analyst, joining us live from Beirut.